Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, on a warm and rainy Thursday morning, let's talk about the United Way. Let's talk with the Executive Director of the United Way, Sharon Wilton. Sharon, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Full disclosure, I am on the United Way Board of Directors. I am a past campaign co-chair, as is Jenny Posey, who's on the line with us right now. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Sharon.
Appreciate you joining us. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Well, we got some important stuff to talk about, and Sharon, let's just start with the big news that the United Way is sharing.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. So during our fiscal year that ended April 1st, the Board of Directors is pleased to announce some changes that are happening with our local United Way. First, if you've been down Military, you'll notice that our property is for sale. The building is huge. We don't need all that space. And we will be sharing some space out at the Old Baker College with Community Action Agency, and all those details are being worked out. We're excited to be in an area where the people that we serve travel. The bus goes through there, and we work closely with Blue Water Community Action with many clients. So it doesn't mean that we're leaving the community. We'll still be here to help. People can still visit us now, still at the military location, or call us. Follow us on Facebook. We're on all the social media sites. And in the coming months, we'll share more about how we're going to shift the work that we've been doing.
Definitely want to talk about that a bit. Jenny, why is this a good move for the United Way?
Well, the United Way, as a board of director, Sharon had presented a plan to us, and we had to take a look at that. And one of the key things is that United Way has been here for over 100 years, and a lot has changed in that 100 years. You know, the workforce, economy, how and why people give, just the sheer number of nonprofits that are vital to our community. So we needed to take a look at ourselves and our organization and see how we can best serve the community for the next century. So the board of directors voted unanimously to support Sharon's plan, and we're excited about what's coming. There's a lot of changes coming. The board of directors is doing some strategic planning with Sharon to flesh out the plan, and we're excited. This is exciting stuff.
Sharon, as you said, I mean, more details to come, but just kind of an overview of what the future holds for the United Way.
Sure thing. So first, we are going through the strategic planning process. As Jenny pointed out, we'll be looking for feedback from the community in terms of a survey that will go out to our supporters and will be available on our Facebook page to ask the community, you know, their opinion of what we've been doing, what they would like to see change, and how they might be willing to support us. So we're going to have a primary focus of essential needs or emergency services for our residents and families that are in crisis. So essentially, we'll be a resource center for someone to call us in whatever is happening in their life at the moment. It could be utility shutoff. It could be eviction prevention. Where can I find a job? Those kinds of things. And so we now do that type of work in our office, but that will be expanded with more resources available to us through some new grants and some new support from community members.
Well, and Jenny, as you and anybody who's been in contact with the United Way knows, those emergency services are really vital, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's what we're seeing is it's probably one of the biggest gaps in our community. So, and in order for us to continue to serve the community to the best of our ability, we needed to make some changes, and that's going to be a big one. And United Way is stepping up, and so are some community partners. So we're hoping to fill that gap, and you know, we will still be here, still be in the community, still have the medical loan closet. So your United Way will still be here for many, many years to come.
Sure, and when is this move going to occur? And remind us again, what's going to happen, where you're going?
So we'll be moving out to the Old Baker College site, where currently Blue Water Community Action Agency is located, and also Blue Water Home Care and Hospice. And so I'm not sure of a date yet. We obviously want to make sure that the building is sold, and the move is going to be, of course, a challenge. So we've enlisted some volunteers to come and help us with the cleaning of the building and, you know, reassigning some resources that are within that structure. So
well, that building has been the headquarters for the United Way for decades. Tell us a little bit about the history of how the United Way came to own that building.
Sure. So in 1958, it was gifted to United Way. And so obviously it's been the site ever since then. It used to be a home at one point in time. So, you know, it would be a great, amazing home for someone or a few people. It could be still used as office sites. And I mean, there's a ton of space. There's parking. It's a great facility. But we're looking forward to a new look and to be more accessible to the folks that need our help.
You have your annual meeting coming up next month, right?
Sure. Normally that's in April, but we've postponed that till May the 27th. It'll be at Solitude Links, and we'll have you can RSVP in our site soon. We have not got that set up yet. But May 27th, and we'll be talking about our annual report and also being able to share many of the details of our new plans going forward. So it'll be an exciting time for folks to join us and learn about how things have been going and what we're looking for the future.
Jenny, anything that you want to add about this big change coming with the United Way?
I believe it's something that the community has really embraced. All the feedback that we are getting from the community is very, very positive. The board of directors fully supports Sharon. As I said, we voted unanimously to follow the steps that she's outlined for us. And it's an exciting time. And I think everybody needs to look at this. You know, our community has changed so much over the last 100 years. You know, it's important for us to stay fresh, stay relevant, and continue to serve our community in the best ability we can.
All right. We will continue to follow those changes along. Jenny, I appreciate you joining us. Sharon, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
All right. You as well. It's 18 past 8 o'clock now here on WPHM.